The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
It's time for the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's Song of the Night, the Alabama Shakes, Hold On, from 2012. It's your Song of the Night here on ESPN 1000. It's Lollapalooza week. Lollapalooza kicks off on Thursday here in downtown Chicago in Grant Park. And Brittany Howard performs on Sunday. She's a part of Alabama Shakes. I think she's on her solo stuff now, so she's performing at Lollapalooza. But this was the song that I heard for the first time that made me know and understand who the Alabama Shakes were. So this is the song of the night. And Abdallah's not here tonight to stop me. But throughout the week here on Bleck and Abdallah, we will feature artists that are performing at Lollapalooza this week. So a lot of interesting selections in case you have yet to look and you're not planning on going to Lollapalooza. I kind of feel like I'm out of the age prime group to be attending Lollapalooza. I know Abdallah likes to go, but he's like a super concert goer music dude. Where, like, I'm a fringe guy who enjoys the good concerts, but, like, at a certain point, I know what I am. I don't need to be there.
So, basically, you're about the bands on the marquee.
See, yeah, and Sean, what I could say is I can consume this all on YouTube because they stream the entire thing, and I'm just as content with enjoying it that way and not having to be with the mass herd of humanity out in Grant Park getting sweaty and watching kids do Molly and whatever else is the trendy way to spend a Saturday and Sunday in the park.
Isn't that the thin line between inconvenience and event?
Yeah.
Like, you think it's an event, and then all of a sudden it becomes an inconvenience for you.
And I get it. It makes me sound old. Like, for sure. If I were younger, I'd probably be all about it. But I'm good with it. So some of the, the Foo Fighters are the headliner on Sunday. Post Malone on Saturday. Tyler, the Creator, is the headliner with Marshmello. Then also on Friday night. And Thursday night kicks off the headliner is Miley Cyrus. So Lollapalooza in Grant Park this weekend. Brittany Howard, the lead singer for the Alabama Shakes. Alabama Shakes is your song of the night with Hold On. Song of the night.
I wanna rock.
Yo, live.
Let's get to it.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a lot of things. Thank you.
for Song of the Night. It's Lollapalooza week. Lollapalooza kicks off in Grant Park on Thursday. You're like, Blake, you're playing Journey? Yeah, that's right. Journey is one of the headliners on Saturday night at Lollapalooza. Listen to who's playing on Saturday night at Lollapalooza, the headliners. It's Post Malone, Journey, Megan Thee Stallion, and Limp Bizkit. Like, not only does Limp Bizkit not fit, but, like, Journey does not fit. But they are playing Saturday night as a headliner at Lollapalooza. We actually, here on Black and Abdallah, we featured Journey once before. It was June 10th. We featured Journey's Don't Stop Believing, which we then talked about the end of the Sopranos and obviously the White Sox. The fact that that song was tied to the White Sox when they won their championship in 2005. But there you go. Each night this week, we're picking a different artist to feature for from Lollapalooza here on Song of the Night. And tonight's song is Journey, Any Way You Want It. I think it's a good tune, and like I can picture Darren and Len and Connor at the ballpark all listening, enjoying this. There you go, your song of the night. It's Journey, Any Way You Want It, here on ESPN 1000. Song of the night.
Yo, live.
ZZ Top, Tush. From 1975, Dusty Hill, we salute you as ZZ Top's bassist for more than 50 years, passed away. As the group's longtime rep confirmed today, there's no cause of death cited at the moment, but we salute ZZ Top. I know we've been doing a Lollapalooza-themed week here on Song of the Night this week, but we push it to the side for tonight to honor ZZ Top and to honor Dusty Hill. I mean, iconic rock and roll blues, rock and roll band. So take a listen to ZZ Top on your Song of the Night. Tonight we go to a new song from 2020, Miley Cyrus's Midnight Sky. That's right. We're going to Miley Cyrus tonight on our Song of the Night. Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own.
Don't be
week on Song of the Night, we featured Lollapalooza acts, and tonight the headliner, Lollapalooza, which kicked off earlier today in Grant Park, is Miley Cyrus. Now, Tyler, I selected this song because I feel like this is the most rock-like song possible that Miley has.
I was also going to say, you knew, too, because I know Miley Cyrus. I know Hannah Montana. I was raised on Hannah Montana. I was really raised on, like, all those Disney stars that have now become musicians.
Can I give you a compliment? You remind me of a Disney star.
What makes you say that?
Like, I feel like you could have your own show.
You think I could have my own show as a Disney star?
What was the show with the two twins that they
lived? Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Sweet Life of Zack
and
Cody.
And then it turned into Sweet Life on Deck, where they went on a cruise.
Yeah. It's like, what would your show be if you were a Disney kid actor?
Disney star?
Like, what would your gimmick? Because they all have gimmicks, right? Like Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, she was...
Lives a secret life.
A dual life.
Right.
So what would your situation be?
I live with a brother who's way smarter than me. Because that's my real life. My brother is boy genius. He went to high school before I went to high school. He's a year and a half younger than me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That would be it. And it's the trials and tribulations of living with a brother who you always live in the shadow of. That's mine.
What's he doing now?
He works for Amazon.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So still in the shadow.
Yeah, still in the shadow. Yeah.
He's sending Bezos up to space, and you're sitting here with me.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
Well, if I had the choice of sitting next to Bezos in the rocket and be a phantom space ranger or sit here with you, I'm here.
You'd Bezos?
No, here. Oh, every day. Every day.
Wow, that's an upset. Mm-hmm. It's an upset.
Not really.
So Lollapalooza going on this weekend in Grant Park. So Miley's the headliner tonight. This is a really good album. Plastic Hearts came out last year. A lot of rock. Sounds like a late 80s vibe to it. Do you listen to Miley Cyrus?
Every once in a while. She has another song. What was the... From Black Mirror. She has a bunch of aliases. There's Hannah Montana. Yeah. There's Miley Cyrus. And then there's one more. And I'm trying to remember what it was. The song, I think, is called On a Roll.
Yeah.
But it's from Black Mirror. And she goes by a different name.
You know, sometimes, like, child prodigies, they don't turn out. But, like, right. Miley's going to be in our lives for, like, the
forever.
Next 40 years, being this incredible singer,
it
entertainer.
Felt like she was the pioneer of all those Disney stars.
Yeah.
And she's also had the most staying power. Like, Selena Gomez, I would say, is probably number two, but you've seen a couple of them drop off. I think of, like, Demi Lovato has dropped off a little bit. I think Zendaya's up there, too.
You can go on. If you have more...
No, that's all. Those are my song facts. This is usually the part of Song of the Night 2 where Abdallah says how ripped he got at one of these concerts. I never went to a Miley Cyrus
song
concert.
Song of the Night.
I wanna rock!
Yo, live.
This song could work as like a goodbye Cubs song. I mean, you could like set some highlights to it. But go to the Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly from 1999. It's your Song of the Night. It's Lollapalooza week here. I'm Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Run and tell all of the angels, this could take all night. Think I need a devil to help me get things right. Hook me up a new revolution, this one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watching the last one.
All right, so the Foo Fighters close out Lollapalooza on Sunday night. They're our feature tonight. We're going to go some rapid-fire phone calls before we get to White Sox baseball while we listen to the Foo Fighters. Jim in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. Go ahead, Jim. Make it quick. Go ahead.
Hey, love you. Hey, love you guys. That caller, last time, he's insane. This was a great trade. Han just whipped out his balls again and got the most coveted reliever right now, and we are about to go win the World Series. I love Mickey Two Strikes, but guess what? We just got Hernandez. We're going to sign him for another $5 to $6 million next year. Stay in Lombard. We're about to go win the World Series.
I love
Let's
it, Jim.
Let's go White Sox.
Let's go Sox. Thanks, Jim. Eddie Northside, you got to make it quick. Eddie, go ahead.
All right, guys. Here it is. The Cubs fans should be happy they even won a World Series. Because the odds for them to come back in that series to win it was unbelievable. And to have a crippled guy in Schwarber to come out, and he's the one who won it for him, because it wasn't for him what he did, they would have never won it. Kenny Williams is much more better of a general manager than Thiel was. Thiel just came in and lost a couple of hundred games in a real season just to get draft picks on it. And if that's not the way do it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. One more. Steve, Morton Grove. Steve, you got to go. Go ahead. Make it quick.
Love you, your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. This is the same thing that I felt basically when we fired Joel Maddon, you know, kind of pulls at the heartstrings a bit.
Sure.
But I understand it's a business move, you know. I'm hopeful for the future because I've had the best years of my life watching the Cubs team in 2016. And it's a wonderful thing. And
thanks, Steve. Thanks for the phone
call.
It's great
listening to you. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Good call. Friday night calls. All calls welcome Foo Fighters. Go ahead, Sean. There's your song of the night.